Arnie Zout from Southwest Airlines. You know, you look back at 2024, and I think of Queen Elizabeth when she looked back one time and said, "This was an annus horribilis. It was a horrible year." But the fact is, you look at the numbers, and they ended with a record fourth quarter and a record operating profit and revenues, and it looks like maybe it'll carry on. Bob Jordan's president, CEO, and vice chairman of the board of directors of Southwest, and joins us right now. It's good to have you with us.
Hey, thank you. And David, always good to talk to you. And I don't know if it was an annus horribilis, but I do think we went through a lot in 2024, and it all is making us a better company. It's tightening our plan and our focus on execution. And yeah, we had a really good fourth quarter. We had record operating revenues for the year, and we had unit revenues, which is what we're focused on right now. Tactical improvements to unit revenues. They came at 8% better than last year, so year over year. And that was about 6 points ahead of what you would normally see from third quarter to fourth quarter. So, no, we're executing. I'm happy. A lot more work to do, but we will get there.
So where are you on the strategic initiatives? Because these are sort of the high-profile thing that us, the consumers, all have been studying about, you know, assigned seating and extra leg room, the advent of some more international traffic. Where's that going?
Yep. Everything on the plan is on track. And so extra leg room, assigned seating, everything that we are doing is on track or ahead of track. You saw a lot of proof points this quarter. So we executed a new agreement, a co-brand card agreement with Chase, which is worth a lot of significant, you know, additional compensation and a competitive, you know, with other recent deals out there like the American deal. We added MGM Resorts hotels to our upcoming Southwest Getaways product. We added more gateways for the Iceland Air Partnership. Nashville is an example. So lots and lots of progress basically on everything in the plan, and it's all on track or ahead of schedule. What I'm really proud of on the cost initiative, so we had a $500 million 2027 cost takeout goal. It now looks like we will be able to hit that goal by the end of this year, not 2027. It also looks like we'll be able to beat that $500 million goal. So anyways, progress all around. Still a lot of work to do. We are not finished. We're a long way from away, you know, from the financials that we need, but progress is progress.
So you've got to, I mean, going back to the strategic initiatives, the assigned seating in the extra leg room, I mean, that's the entire fleet has to be changed. You can't just sort of do that gradually, I would guess, because if you're assigned seat, you've got to have the fleet all numbered and be ready for it. When do you roll out something like that?
It's really two things. Yeah, there's technology work to do to, you know, to sell you the seat, to sell you extra leg room, to operate that, those kinds of things. And that is on track, well underway. And we still intend to begin selling this in the back half of this year and then operating or flying with assigned seats, extra leg room, first half of next year. The other thing you have to do is you have to go through the fleet and repitch all the interiors. We've got new seats coming from Recaro, you know, pitch the aircraft to have the extra leg room, and our tech ops function is doing a fantastic job. All of that's lined up. Looks like we can do 50 to 70 aircraft a month, and we will get all that done before we operate. But no, the whole project is on track.
And then the other initiative, I guess, is, you know, wooing back the business traveler and keeping the consumers. What are you seeing out there? We're seeing signs of a slowdown in the economy. I was just looking, the most recent numbers, the GDP, gross domestic product, just plummeted, and pending home sales, you know, have gone negative again. There's some signs that this economy is slowing down. Are you seeing those signs?
You know, some of those might be sector specific, obviously, with the interest rates on homes. But no, we are seeing and continuing to see strong demand. So strong demand in the fourth quarter, especially during the Christmas holidays. And we have a good guide for our revenues into the first quarter. So that strong demand continues. So we're not seeing weakness. Now, the industry also has a strong industry backdrop. That is, we're moderating our capacity. Others are, simply because the manufacturers have issues. You know, Boeing is not delivering all that they are supposed to on schedule. Airbus has the Pratt engine issues. So I think you'll have constraints that make that backdrop constructive for years to come. Now, on Boeing, I was just at Boeing last week and got talked to their leadership, walked the floor, talked to folks that are building our aircraft, and there's a lot of progress. I'm really encouraged. They've got a long ways to go, but I think Boeing will actually be able to over-deliver against the 38 aircraft that we planned for this year. You know, maybe as many as 50 to 55, but we need a successful Boeing, and I'm seeing real progress there.
Are your available seat miles going to be lower for the for this year, for this quarter, than they were a year ago?
You know, they'll be lower this quarter, but we committed in our 3-year transformational plan that we would grow slower until we hit the kind of financial returns that we need to, I would say, earn the right to grow and fund growth. So 25, 26, 27, our growth will be roughly 1-2% a year. So it'll be 1-2%, you know, here in 2025 as well. We're actually going to be down modestly, down a couple of points in capacity here in the first quarter. But no, the year will be kind of up 1-2%. The good thing is all that capacity growth, 25, 26, 27, is all being funded with initiatives. So adding red eye flying, which starts on February the 13th, and then taking time out of the turn so the aircraft fly more during the day. So all that growth is being funded by initiatives, yeah, not by buying aircraft.
Let me ask you about, I've got to ask you about the events of Wednesday night. It's been 16 years since we've had, you know, a loss of life in a commercial aviation incident, but an American Airlines regional jet and a military helicopter collided, right, near Washington, D.C. It's a horrible loss of life. And something, technology, I just didn't think that was possible now. Why is that possible?
Well, first, you know, you just got to start with, you know, our hearts go out to everybody that's affected, you know, loss of life, families, folks at American and PSA. Obviously, this is very personal. And so our hearts go out to them. And the airline industry, while we all compete vigorously, we're a community. Right. And we know we're doing everything we can to support American. But I would just tell you this, you know, the system is safer than it's ever been. And I would focus on, we need the things that we have needed for decades now. We need FAA system modernization. We need to get our air traffic control system staffed. And so we're focused on that because that will make the system even better. And, you know, like anything, I would just caution that we don't know yet what really happened. That's why we have the NTSB. The NTSB does a fantastic job. They will go in and do their work and understand. And then from understanding of what happened, they'll improve the system, will become even safer. But our focus here at Southwest is get the funding and priorities to modernize the FAA and their technology, get the air traffic control system staffed, get the TSA fully staffed. That's what we need to better add capacity and make the system even safer.
You know, every time I fly, I pay a substantial tax to the government. I think my sense is it must be something like 7 or 8%. Does that money go back into the air system, the airlines, to runways and technology and hiring? Or is that money going someplace else in the government?
David, we need to take you to a class to understand how to answer that question because it's complex. Yeah, there are taxes. There's a 9/11 fee and there's an excise tax and all. And a lot of that is intended to do exactly what you described. But there are also mechanisms that allow those funds to be diverted to other things like deficit reduction. So it goes with what I said at first. We need the main priorities like FAA modernization properly staffed, properly governed, and really make progress here. But I mean, you know, I'm looking forward to working with the administration. I think they see the same priorities. I think they would love to make progress, and we'll do everything we can to work with the administration to make that progress.
You know, let me just end by where I began, which is, you know, looking back at 2024 from what must have been a pretty terrible year for you guys. I mean, the unrest internally, Gary Kelly, people after your job, trying to eliminate the entire board, disruptive at the very least, and you guys come in with a record fourth quarter. How do you keep everybody focused?
Well, first off, all kinds of things go on in life, and these are very important things that happened in 2024, but you've got to stay focused on the core business of running the airline, be safe, run a great operation, make progress on our initiatives and our projects and move forward. And, let me and some of the other leaders deal with those big things and those big topics that you described. I've been accused of being an eternal optimist. While it was a difficult year, I look at it and say, while we had a great plan, I think it absolutely sharpened our plan. We have, relatively new board that's met once. That new board has a lot of different expertise on it. We got four former airline CEOs, and they bring a wealth of varied experience because they come from different airlines. The board's met once, and the board, I can assure you, is aligned around doing good for Southwest Airlines. The debates are vigorous. And those vigorous debates will make our plan better, and they will make the execution of our plan better. So while 2024 was certainly an interesting year, we exited the year in an even better place.
And we wish you all the luck. It looks like you're off to a good start, Bob Jordan, President, CEO, and Vice Chairman of Southwest Airlines. Good to spend some time with you again. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks. For more of our conversation, go to krld.com/CEO. I'm David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.